The Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly buddy film Holmes and Watson came out on Christmas Day.
What have you done with Sherlock?
Why, Watson?
I never left. Amazing.
The film got really bad reviews. So consistently bad, in fact, it had a 0% rating on the website Rotten Tomatoes.
0%. Now, Rotten Tomatoes determines movie ratings based on reviews. And here is a sample review of Holmes and Watson from Newsday's Rafer Guzman. Holmes and Watson is one of those movies that goes beyond unfunny and into a comedy cubist zone where jokes are no longer recognizable and laughter is philosophically impossible.
This is actually an accomplishment. It's really hard to get a 0% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. With this feat, Holmes and Watson has joined movies like Gotti, starring John Travolta.
Mr. Gotti, are you the head of the Gambino crime family?
The head of my family.
And London Fields, with Billy Bob Thornton as a struggling writer chasing a mysterious femme fatale.
Nicholas slept with God and the devil. She told him both to get lost.
Now, Holmes and Watson, meanwhile, has managed to crawl out of its 0% tomato splat abyss thanks to a couple of, well, less bad reviews.
No brain cells are harmed by Holmes and Watson, just given a few hours to rest and regenerate.
That's from New York Magazine film critic David Edelstein. He says he did not give the film a glowing review.
You're talking to me as a person who said nice things about Holmes and Watson, but the defense admits that 75, maybe 80% of the movie is so bad it's painful.
Now, Edelstein doesn't mind that Rotten Tomatoes considers his review an endorsement of Holmes and Watson. He says take all reviews, even his, with a large grain of salt.
It's a bad, bad movie, but bad, bad movies can have good, good things. And anyone who thinks he or she knows what's there by looking at a Rotten Tomatoes score or a bad review or my review should go out and see the stupid thing for him or herself.
Thanks, at least in part, to Edelstein. Holmes and Watson no longer has a 0% rating. When last we checked, it had a 6% on the tomato meter.